They call this one the velvet rope strategy. This clever trick builds excitement and demand. It's all about making customers feel exclusive. They don't just focus on the product. They focus on the entire experience from the browsing to the buying. They raise the bar. When customers are overwhelmed with too many options, how many do they choose? None. It can actually hurt your sales. And big brands know this. This is one of the most important tricks that big brands use. They go, welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Are you ready to learn the marketing secrets big brands don't want you to know? Well, get ready because I'm going to share with you the top five marketing tricks that massive companies like Koala, Bonds, and who gives a crap use to crush it, and how you can steal these strategies for your very own business, whether you're a small startup or you're looking to take your brand to the next level. This is going to help you cut through the noise, make a lasting impact. Are you ready? I'm ready. You're ready. Let's crush it. Let's go. Strategy number one. Why don't we use the strategy called limit choices? One of the smartest moves big brands make is limiting choices. When customers are overwhelmed with too many options, how many do they choose? None. It can actually hurt your sales. And big brands know this, and they've made simplicity their strategy. All right, let's think of an example. Mobile phones. I don't know about you, but 10 years ago, not sure how many people and how many phones were out there. When I walked into a shop, there was literally walls of phones. Walls of them. You'd go, oh, which one do I want this time? Do I want this small one? Do I want the flip phone? Do I want the little phone? Do I want the bag phone? Who remembers the bag phone? Ha! My auntie and uncle had one of those. That was so cool. First mobile phones. Okay, so now you literally, when you want a new phone, you've got two to choose from. You know, maybe a few more. But really, it's either Apple or Samsung. And they ask you when you go, okay, I want Apple. It's like, which one do you want? Do you want the old one or the new one? I don't know about you, but you know, again, we're driven by price. You want the old one or the new one? That's it. They took the complexity out of it and made the decisions easier for customers. Bonds became household name in underwear, right? They had a core range of high quality products like their Originals underwear. It was simple for customers to shop for what they needed without too much choice. We don't need to overcomplicate everyday underwear, do we? Well, maybe you do, but for the people that they didn't need to, Bonds was your choice. So how can you use this for your business? In a world where customers are constantly bombarded with choices, simplify your product lineup can create ultimate clarity and offer your customers a streamlined experience, not just dozens of options for the sake of having options. Remember when ice cream was limited to vanilla, chocolate, strawberry? Remember then when they came all together in the Neapolitan? That was awesome. I always loved the Neapolitan, but I don't know if your household was the same as mine, but one flavor was always used more than the other. Keep it simple, but make it perfect, all right? Limit choices, that's trick number one. Let's go into trick number two, all right? Go big, go bold, right? When you're trying to make an impact or compete with bigger players, you need to go big and bold. Big brands, they don't shy away from bold moves, and neither should you. Let's look at an example. Who gives a crap? Firstly, what a great name. Okay. A cheeky approach, positioning themselves as sustainable and socially conscious, disrupted the industry, making the environmental statement. And did you know this? They donate 50% of their profits to sanitation projects. Amazing, okay? Do you think that's big and bold? Yes, it is. Airtasker launched a heavy social media presence to grow rapidly and challenge the traditional ways that we use service providers, all right? Totally disrupted it. They went big and bold. Love the name as well. Great. Domino's, they're a trailblazer in going big and bold and leveraging digital ordering and delivery, going above and beyond with their innovation. Who's ever used, hands up, I know I can't see you, but you can see me. Hands up if you've used the pizza tracker technology. When you're super hungry, you're waiting for that thing to tick down. That thing's in the oven. All right, it's out of the oven now. It's in transit. It's coming. It's coming. We should go maybe wait out the front. Should we wait out the front? Too early? Too early? No. Okay. Everyone, you know, that likes a little bit of pizza has used the Domino delivery tracker. So how can you use all of these great things for your business? Now, you don't need to partner with the Kardashians, all right, to go big and bold. You can still have a huge impact, right, that resonates with your audience. So think about it. What can you do to go big and go bold, all right, in your industry? Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Let's move on to trick number three. They call this one the velvet rope strategy, all right? If you've never heard that before, that's okay. Don't get lost in the jargon. It's called the wait list. Creating a wait list. This clever trick builds excitement and demand. It's all about making customers feel exclusive with a wait list. And here's some examples. The Iconic. You ever shopped at The Iconic? One of Australia's largest online fashion retailer. They have an exclusive approach for certain product releases that creates a buzz around fashion lines with wait lists. They give early access to those who sign up. How clever, right? Reward the people that reward you with their subscription, their time, their membership. Give them something back special, okay? Afterpay, they use a similar strategy. They build anticipation for product launches, new partnerships by offering early access and creating a sense of urgency. So think about how you can create a sense of urgency for your products. Offer exclusive access, early access, or perks for customers who share your brand with others. User-generated content is awesome for your brand when you're not the one that's talking about how great it is all the time. So here's the opportunity. How can you build a wait list around your business? What's something special that you can create, generate, that will get people excited, get them lining up for your offer, early access to something, a teaser campaign, something new that you could showcase in your business that will get your existing database and new ones excited and want to give you their email in return, want to give you their time in return, and most importantly, at the end of the day, their money in return for creating a waitlist and excitement around something special that you've put together just for them. Don't think that you need to discount in order for your customers, your followers, to do something for you. People want more than just that product or service. Remember, in our marketing, they want to feel something. It's the way you make them feel that is the opportunity. All right, trick number four. How about the big guys? Think about them. They elevate that end-to-end experience. They don't just focus on the product. They focus on the entire experience from the browsing to the buying to customer service. They raise the bar on how customers feel at every single touch point. Now, what can you do? I want you to think about your customer's journey. And how can you raise the bar on your customer's overall experience? Is it offering them some exceptional customer service? We are in this digital age, right? Everything's digital. Everything's automated. Imagine if you swapped out one of your digital automations for a personal touch point. What could that do for your business? Could that amplify it? Yeah, let's make the checkout process easier or provide some unique perks. How about you host a monthly event, an annual event that's really special that your customers want to be a part of? A gathering of all the people that are using their product, either online, either in person, little events in big cities, whatever it might be, every little thing, all the little things is what adds up to making a big difference about how the big brands and how you can surprise and delight your customers. Let's go into trick number five, triple down on digital marketing. Finally, this is one of the most important tricks that big brands use. They go all in on digital marketing. They don't just dip their toes in one day into digital, they triple down on it. Think about it when you're online. What brands keep showing up for you in your newsfeed? What brands can't you get rid of? They're just following you everywhere you go. You looked at those shoes once and guess what, baby? Those shoes are coming back at you every time you go to a following website. They're there. They know what they're doing. It's not by chance, okay? The big brands do this because they keep showing up because they know if they put things in front of you that you showed interest in, the likelihood of you buying is a lot higher than them just disappearing. And you can apply that to yourself, okay? Small businesses think how they can do this, but let me tell you, small businesses think they can't do this, but you can. Here's how. Social media. Blogs, case studies, social proof, SEO, and aggressive ads. I don't mean angry ads. I just mean a lot of them on every platform. The only difference between a small business doing this is time. Our budgets just simply won't go for as long. But you can still make your business impossible to miss for that period of time. So there you have it. Top 5 marketing tricks from big brands that you can use today. Now, go out there and have a go and let me know how you went. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.